Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa City Postmaster Stacy St. John about Letters to Santa. Can you tell me just a little bit about the Letters to Santa program?
The Letters to Santa program is the program where when a child writes a letter to Santa, mom and dad can put that in an envelope with a self-addressed stamped envelope, and it will receive a postmark from the North Pole. A postmark means that stamp will be canceled from the North Pole. So it has a North Pole return cancellation on it. So that's somewhat of a keepsake because it has the date and the year and that good stuff on it. So the child receives then a letter from Santa with a North Pole postmark on it.
There is a letter in it, though?
Yes. The letter is from Santa to the child in response to the letter he received from them.
With the individual carriers, what do they do then?
So locally we receive, for instance, what I do, carriers pick them up. We put a mail tub out for the carriers at the end of their day when they return that they put any letters to Santa that were put in the mailbox. We certainly try to address every letter that we receive, either whether our letter carrier picks it up or they use the Letters to Santa program. But we do get the letters written by children to Santa Claus and responses back to children eager to await for Santa's arrival. But we do send them a return letter from Santa.
Why do you feel like the Postal Service believes that doing this for kids, getting their letters to Santa, why do you feel like the USPS feels that's important?
Well, the United States Postal Service is so tightly ingrained and associated with the holiday season. It's a very exciting time of year for us. It is really where we have an opportunity to provide very good customer service and just be present and in front of our customers at a really important time of year for them. You know, with the uptick in online shopping and our parcel business, it is so important for our customers that we're providing good customer service and just offering that bit of personal touch and, you know, keeping it, I guess, genuine and about the holiday and giving and caring. It's just pretty important for the Postal Service to be a part of the holiday, no matter what entity, I guess, whether it's letters to Santa or whether it's, you know, delivering the packages for people shipping them from grandparents to grandchildren or if it's online ordering.
Now, you mentioned that you receive millions of letters to Santa through both just individual mail carriers through the program.
The letters it's impossible to even realize how many are going straight to local offices, but the Letters to Santa program handles millions.
Okay, yeah, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of work. How long has the Postal Service been doing this?
104 years. In 2012, we celebrated the 100th year celebration of that. So.
Wow, 104 years?
Yeah, long time.
Jeez.
Yep.
So yeah, that's very impressive that it's been going on this long. How does it feel to be a part of something like that?
Well, it feels extremely special that the program has endured, you know, quite a lot of stuff in our history. You know, the Great Depression and you know, all the things that our country has gone through to have a program like that survive and still be relevant today is pretty impressive.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Just that the Postal, like I said, I really want to reiterate that the Postal Service is extremely proud to be a part of the holiday for our customers, whether it's in a Letters to Santa program and that personal touch, or whether it's just ensuring that their holiday goes off without a hitch and we're able to serve them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Stacy St. John. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.